Fans of R&B and soul music, get ready to cheer. After 4 years away, Layla Hathaway is back on the music scene with a new CD, Self-Portrait. Just for those not familiar with Layla, yes, she is the daughter of soul legend Donny Hathaway, but this velvet-voiced soulstress has her own unique style. Layla, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, it's been 4 years since your last CD, Outrun the Sky. What did you do during those 4 years? Were you performing? Were you writing songs? Both?
I was doing all of that. Playing with the dogs, trying to find a place to let me make the record that I wanted to make. I think a lot of times performers take time off, and it's not that they took the time. They're not really kind of chilling out on the beach. They're just trying to find people to sponsor their habit, which is making music.
A habit. That's a funny way to describe it. Why do you use that word?
Well, it just occurred to me in the last few months that what I do is almost like a drug for me. If it's not there on some nights when my instrument is not working correctly like I want it to, or the sound isn't right, or the audience is heckling me, or somebody's not happy, it's almost like I'm not getting that fix that I need. And it is kind of the biggest drug in my life is taking music to people in a way.
So, Layla, you have a bunch of different sounds on this CD, and let's talk a little bit about the song 1 Mile, which has a little bit more of a hip-hop R&B edge.
All around the world, tell me I'm the only one. They believe you love me so. Certain how you let me down. Tricky how you said the words. Didn't even feel disturbed. You're my one and only girl. Those are only words I heard.
So when you think about the storytelling and the sound, mm-hmm. How do you cross-pollinate them when you put together something like this song?
It's really kind of an organic process for me. I mean, when I was growing up, you could have a record like a Chaka Khan record. It may have a Beatles cover, a duet with Rick James, a bebop medley of all standards. All of that stuff could coexist on one record. So in my mind, growing up, I learned that the musician was the thread through the record. So no matter what the beats dictate, no matter what people say the genre is or whatever it is, that the music has to be consistent and I have to be consistent.
When you think about how other people perceive you, I want to quote something back to you. Garth Trinidad, host of Chocolate City on the LA NPR affiliate KCRW, which podcasts all over the world, said, quote, "Layla continues to fortify her legacy as a modern-day vocal priestess."
Wow.
Yeah. That's hot. Yeah, do you believe the hype when people say good things, or do you get upset when people say bad things?
I don't. It's kind of like reading my horoscope. The ones I like are true. That's how. That's kind of how I do it. I appreciate that. That's a lovely thing to say, and it's very regal, and it's a beautiful thing. So I don't believe much of the hype. I do believe that, I have a gift, and I've been put here to do that. And so it's a cool thing when somebody thinks highly of you and they say nice things. It doesn't keep me from being on the grind, though.
Being on the grind, what does that consist of for you? I mean,
well,
like in terms of what?
Being on the grind, sleep until noon, you know.
Yeah, that's being on the artist grind.
You know,
but I know you're a hard-working sister.
It doesn't keep me from pressing forward, trying to learn about music, trying to make my craft better, trying to improve my instrument, trying to figure out even more things that I can do that maybe the next singer can't do, finding out what's unique about me, trying to find out a better way to enhance my tone, all that stuff.
Well, let's play a little bit more of your new CD. The song is called Little Girl.
Flashback to a Midwest town in a time of Renaissance. Innocent child, Saturdays and Soul Train. Music feeds a budding mind, painting glory on your FM dial.
We have to ask about your father's legacy. Donny Hathaway complete musical legend. Do you think it was a pro or a con to be born into a family of musical legacy?
It's hard to say, and I tell people, you know, I'd have to go back and do it again the other way to know. It has never been a hindrance as far as I can tell. I know that people have tried to apply gentle but firm pressure, and it's just not anything I've ever allowed to really influence me in that way. It's just a part of who I am, in the same way that I am my mother's daughter and my cousin's cousin and my aunt's niece.
How do you think it changed you, if at all, to lose your father when you were so young?
How did it change me to lose a parent?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you have both your parents?
Nope.
Yeah.
Father has passed on.
Yeah. It's a deep question. I mean, I don't know if you've ever answered it for yourself, but it's one of those questions that doesn't really have an answer.
Mm.
You could answer it. It changed me 100%. It's one of those things as you grow up, period, without a father, it's a really hard thing, particularly for a girl. It sucks. It's one of those things, and fortunately or unfortunately, because of what I do, I'm forced to deal with it in such a way that I have to talk to people about it occasionally. But when you lose someone that's so vital and alive to everyone, they never really leave. So I'm still, 30 years after the fact, talking about my dad probably at least once a day in terms of, like, it almost just happened. So it's kind of a deep concept.
Yeah. I can imagine that sometimes when people like me ask you about it, you're just like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's a hard thing to talk about, which is part of the reason why I chose to make records for a living and make music for a living, because it has been my therapy and my catharsis to be able to really put it out there on a record, you know? But because I do what my dad did, and it's so freaky, it's just always, he's always alive and always with me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What do you think is the state, and this is one of those grand questions that probably also has no answer, as you pointed out about one of the previous questions, the state of Black female singer-songwriterhood? And I'm thinking about people like you, Jill Scott, India Irie, Angie Stone. There are some really strong people out there. But do you think it's a good time to be a Black woman singer-songwriter?
Well, I got to, or I'm doomed. I do think it is a good time for independent artists, period. And I feel like soul music in this country really has told the story of Black Americans in this country. And right now, the field is kind of narrow. So from city to city, you go and you listen to the radio, and you're trying to find soul music on the radio. You're either listening to hip-hop, or you're listening to oldies and dusties and R&B. So there's a whole big, huge chasm, which some of us live in, part of the time at least, where is this music? Where is the new soul music? Where are the people that are writing the classics that are going to be around in 20 years and 30 years and 40 years?
Well, in addition to your own songs, you have sung other folks' work. And in 2004, you sang on a tribute album for Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. Here's a little bit of Forever, For Always, For Love.
Do
I still miss him.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's hard.
He had a very special place in the music pantheon.
He really did. And those people live forever.
Absolutely.
People like Marvin Gaye and Donny Hathaway and Nat King Cole and Luther Vandross. That's why we say the late great. And people used to say that about my dad. And I only heard it about Daddy, you know, the late great Donny Hathaway. And I say it about Luther as well. You know, it's such a void created that'll never be filled again.
Finally, if you were to meet some, let's say, junior high school student who said, I want to be a singer-songwriter, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to listen to as much music as possible and go back as far as you can go and listen to music, because it's going to make you a better musician.
Well, great advice. Layla, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was singer-songwriter and producer Layla Hathaway. Her latest CD is called Self-Portrait, and she was with me at our NPR West studios. You can watch a video of this interview online on our News and Views blog.
Let it go. Let it go.